Finance Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. This is the segment that Corey and I devote every single week to our heroes of the week. I have a fellow on the line with us right now, John Feel, who is really, truly one of the heroes, in my opinion, of our country. John started a foundation back right after 9-1-1. John was one of the 9-1-1 responders. He lost a half a foot in that particular endeavor on his part. So he started basically an organization called the Feel Good Foundation. The Feel Good Foundation assists, for lack of better terms, 9-1-1 responders. And we're going to let John tell you what that is all about. John, you're on, bud.
Sir, Al, thank you for having me again. It's always an honor and a pleasure. I'm no different than anybody else. I will say I put my foot at 9/11, and I had to fight the injustice and the lack of help and the denial from those who I thought would help me, and that at the state and federal level. And I fought back, and I'm not going to say I won, but I learned how to fight the system. And I showed others how to do that, and with that I started a foundation. Shortly after that, and since then, we've helped thousands of people get their benefits. We passed three bills in Congress, and we passed one in Albany, and we've donated about $2 million. And today's the six-year anniversary that I donated a kidney to a complete stranger. So, you know, listen, we're not only helping them, we're also giving body parts.
John, I think the foundation is just absolutely amazing what you started up, because it really is helping true heroes out there, people that unfortunately ran into these buildings kind of blind to save other people. And I think it's absolutely fantastic. And when you say that you weren't provided with some assistance and help that you thought that you would have been or should have been, what do you mean by that? Was there not financial support, or was there not even a support network?
Listen, if you get hurt at the job, you get workman's comp. Workman's comp denied me. Social Security disability denied me. And I had a fight to get those benefits. And I, you know, I'm also an Army veteran. And in my mind, I'm the most patriotic person I know. And my parents raised me to respect your superiors, respect your elders. But if you see something wrong, fight for it. And I fought for it. And I think I did it with dignity and class. I might have rubbed some people the wrong way. But at the end of the day, I fought for myself and thousands of others who couldn't.
John, I got a question for you. Now, you're still active in this. I know that you were down in Virginia yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, or either yesterday or the day before yesterday, you know, addressing a group of folks down there. You continue to do this. Would you do me a favor? Would you give us kind of an overview as to what happened to the first responders? I mean, I can't believe. I believe it because I've talked to you before many times, but it is amazing the injustice here that existed to 911 responders, both from the federal government and the state government in New York. Can you elaborate a little bit on what happened?
Well, I don't think words can paint the landscape and frame this for people listening. But I'll do my best. You know, since 9/11, we lost close to 1,400 people, well over 1,300. This year alone, we lost 39 men and women from 9/11-related illnesses, 34 of them being cancer. So the 9/11 is still taking its toll on the 9/11 community, and sadly, thousands more are going to die. The bill we passed in 2010 was to provide health care and compensation for these men and women. While the health care has been up and running, the compensation has just started to get their act together. And these men and women have waited 12 years to be compensated for their illnesses. And you know, a lot of people say, well, they have their benefits, but a lot of them still have not received their workman's comp or their Social Security disability. And, you know, people think this is a New York and a tri-state issue, like in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. The thing is, there's 435 congressional districts in the United States. 430 of them were represented at ground zero. Somebody from every state came to New York during the cleanup and the recovery and got sick. Yesterday when we were in Virginia, we were telling Pentagon responders what they were entitled to because they didn't know. And yesterday we got 19 people to register for the bill. And to use your show as a forum, October 3rd of this year is an important date because you have to register for the bill by October 3rd of 2013 if you want to be part of the Victims Compensation Fund, which is the bill we passed, so that you can get compensated for your 9/11-related illnesses. So that's very important for those who are listening. And, even if you're not sick and you're at 9/11, you should still register, because on October 4th, if you get sick, you're going to be left out.
John, where do people have to go to register for this bill?
www.vcf.gov.
John, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to email us the information that is necessary for people to do this, and we will put it, definitely we'll put it on our homepage.
We will.
Yeah. Now, having said that, I find it, again, amazing. What was the rationale utilized by, let's say, the federal government for not providing any assistance to these people?
This bill that we passed, the big one, for the compensation and the health care, took us 8 years of walking the halls of Congress to get this passed. And we met opposition by both sides of the aisle. And at first, many of them thought it was a New York issue until we showed them the facts and the numbers. And then they wanted to know how their bill was going to get paid for. Our bill, and this, anybody can fact check me and anything, our bill is the only bill in Congress that is completely paid for. Completely paid for. And our bill is the only bill in Congress that reduces the deficit by $433 million a year by taxing foreign companies 2% for doing business in the United States. And that's a fact. And like every other bill and every other program in Congress, we're being sequestered 10%. So they want to take 10% from a bill that reduces the deficit, and they're taking food away from people who have problems putting food on the table right now. The Feel Good Foundation is just a Band-Aid to the major problem that these men and women are suffering. You know, the financial burden on top of having severe 9/11-related illnesses such as cancer or severe respiratory problems like pulmonary fibrosis, then they're post-traumatic. Then you compound that with the financial burden, and these men and women are left out there by themselves wondering, when is the help going to come? 12 years later. Enough, you've insulted us already, but, I mean, stop kicking them when they're down.
Yeah, stop kicking them when they're down, John. You know, we haven't insulted, Corey and I haven't insulted you at all. You're, I think, a true American hero. Let me ask you this now. In terms of substantiation, you know, there are a lot of naysayers out there, and there are a lot of, you know, there are people out there who...
Freedom of speech is beautiful, right?
A freedom of speech is wonderful. But let me ask you a question. In terms of backup from the medical community, tell me a little bit about how the medical community is substantiating the claims of the Feel Good Foundation, would you?
When the bill got passed, it was for $4.3 billion, 2.7 of it for compensation, $1.5 billion for health care. So the health, if you're a 9/11 responder, even if you go to a private doctor, even if you have good insurance, you have to have co-pays, your prescriptions, you know, so it adds up. But if you go to a center of excellence that treats 9/11 responders in New York and New Jersey or across the country, there's a place called LHI for responders across the country, they'll pay for your medications. There's no copay when you go and visit them, and these doctors are trained in seeing environmental diseases. So every day we're sending new people to these centers of excellence, whether in New York, New Jersey, or across the country. And it's vital that anybody that was down at Ground Zero, the Pentagon, or even in Shanksville, they should get enrolled in these programs.
Okay, here's what we're going to do on this site. Corey and I are going to put up the banner again for the Feel Good Foundation. We'll have that up this weekend for sure. If you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want more information on what John is doing, simply click on that banner. That'll get you all the information that you need. I'd like some commentary on this, and I'll tell you where I would like the commentary to come from. It really, really makes me angry that John had to go to all of this effort, etc., to do this. I find it absolutely amazing that these people were, for lack of better terms, these people were tried to be pushed under the rug, for lack of better terms. You know, we talked with Sonia Weingard last week in terms of our Hero of the Week. We've talked with Jimmy Whitfield in terms of what he's doing. I got to tell you, John, you're right up there in terms of, I think, Americans who are really, really making a difference. And it's absolutely critical that more people do that. Let's not just complain. Let's stand up and make a difference.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Corey and I are now chatting with Jeff Deist and Glenn Downs. Going to get some perspective from the East Coast, specifically some perspective from Washington, D.C., on a number of issues. One of the issues is obviously the fast food strike, which is all over the media right now. My personal opinion is I think that that thing could really blossom into something bad, for lack of better terms. I think you're going to see some assorted or some occasional violence, maybe a lot more violence around some of these strikes. And the reason I'm saying that is the people people who are striking are the union representatives, and not necessarily the employees. That was brought out on Thursday, and I find that to be a real pox on the union, for lack of better terms. Jeff, let's start out with you. What do you think about all of this?
Well, I have to agree. First and foremost, this is an orchestrated event that unions have put together. It would never happen among the rank and file fast food workers. I'm certain of that. You know, my wife Paula worked for Yum Brands for several years, which owns Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and KFC, and so we have some pretty good familiarity with sort of what franchisees go through in terms of trying to hire and retain people to work at fast food, and it's not as easy as you think. But what's so striking to me, no pun intended here, is that, you know, after all these decades of demolishing socialist and Keynesian theory, we still have to constantly refute these old nonsensical ideas about economics and minimum wage. I mean, Harry Hazlitt wrote a chapter in, what was it, Glenn, 1942, I think, in Economics in One Lesson, where he lays out in, I think, 5 or 6 pages an absolutely airtight case against minimum wage laws, how they hurt the poorest people they're designed to help, etc. But, you know, nonetheless, I guarantee you over the next few days on all the major media, we're going to hear the same old tired nonsense being trotted out about minimum wage. But I think Hazlitt's best point out of many good points he makes against it would be, look, you know, why don't we go out to General Motors or to Chevrolet and say, look, in order to increase prosperity, instead of selling the new Chevy Impala for $25,000, start selling it for $35,000, and then you'll get more money. Because that's all that wages are, is just a price. So all you're doing is pricing out of the market every worker who's worth less than $15 an hour in this case. And, you know, you're creating more unemployment, you're letting more people lead unproductive lives, and it's just economic nonsense. And the fact that we keep going over this over and over again, you know, all this nonsensical talk about a living wage in cities like San Francisco and Santa Monica, et cetera, that have tried to do this at the local level, it just shows that we're not moving forward. We're not making progress, despite the nonsense that progressives talk about. We're actually regressing in terms of our knowledge and understanding of basic economics. And Glenn, maybe the upshot here is that our respected bosses are going to start having to pay us $15 an hour if this actually goes through, right?
Well, hopefully at least. Thanks, guys, for having me back on again. You know, when I look at this wage strike, what strikes me as being the case is people are confusing causes with effects. And there's no doubt that working people in this country really are squeezed. There's just no question about it. And real wages have not risen in 30 years in this country. But the idea sort of by fiat dictating that we need to raise wages is indicative of the thought that you can, if you just change what wage people allegedly are entitled to, that will change the underlying economic realities that produce those lower wages in the first place. And we've got some really big systemic problems in this country, and actually in the whole world. We've got a world that's just completely saturated with debt. We don't have any economic growth. And then mandatory taxes, fees, health insurance, all these things are driving up people's real cost of living, but they're not able to get real wage increases. So rather than treating the cause, people are trying to treat the symptoms, and that's just doomed to fail.
Yeah, Glenn, I agree with you on that point, that really it's fighting almost the wrong battle, but it's going to have such a huge following, and it's going to be all over the news, like Jeff was saying, for the next little while, that this could have, I think, a pretty negative impact moving forward, and just moving forward for the general U.S. economy to make some changes that will actually make a difference and fight the correct problems head on and not get distracted by these other issues. Jeff, what do you think about that?
Well, I think the left feels particularly emboldened right now. I mean, basically, they're winning the debate, if you want to call it that, in the media with respect to health care, with respect to, you know, taxes, with respect to growing government generally. So, you know, I guess I'm not surprised. And, you know, the union folks are always with us. The left is always pushing for more and more and more. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, there's no question about it. If you raised –
if you impose, let's say, at a state level or even at a national level, a $15 minimum wage, you would instantaneously overnight see a gigantic closure of small businesses. So, you know, it's almost like let's take the left up on their offer once in a while and make them understand what their policies would really mean. You know, that's not likely to happen, but sometimes in a perverse way, you almost wish it would.
I think the thing that's really interesting about all of this, guys, is the fact that, number one, a job at McDonald's, okay, or a like institution, or a like store, I guess, is a better way to put it, was never meant to be an end-all, be-all. It was never meant to be a source of support, a source of financial support, for example, for a family, you know, with the dad working at McDonald's. McDonald's was always, it was always a place where people could go and get part-time work. It represented a certain element of the food industry where you could go in and you could get, you know, initially a 19-cent hamburger and a nickel Coke. Well, today that 19-cent hamburger is up to probably a buck or thereabouts, or somewhat less than that, I guess, now. You know, but there is no way that particular segment of U.S. industry could ever possibly pay anything other than minimum wage. And I find it to be absolutely disgusting that the unions are going in there and they are, in effect, causing all of this problem. You know, how are the people going to feel if the unions win and they get $15 an hour, for lack of better terms? How are these people going to feel when a good chunk of that is, in fact, going to go back to the unions for union dues or what have you? That's what really, really makes me angry here. Jeff, I'd like you to make the final comment on this one. We have a minute here, my friend.
Well, I was a member of union by force back when I worked at the airport in San Diego years and years ago when I was in college. And so I know what it's like to pay union dues without wanting to. But I think that there could be a backlash against this. I think maybe that the union folks are overplaying their hand a little bit here. But it remains to be seen. $15 an hour is an absolute non-starter for your average small business franchisee, especially in the fast food sector. I can guarantee you that. It's an absolute non-starter. And this is what happens when fantasy meets reality. And fantasy is a result of a lack of basic economic education, especially amongst our younger folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back with some more reality here right after these stations take a commercial break.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Superfam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardener.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We are joined again by Glenn Downs, Jeff Dice, and Al Corlin. My name is Corey Fleck. We are going to shift the conversation now to Syria. All over the front page of pretty much every news website you go to. We found out earlier in this week on Thursday that the UK lawmakers rejected a plan for strikes in Syria. What does that mean for Obama? He said he doesn't really care. Glenn, let's throw it over to you first. What do you think's happening over there?
Well, as we talked about before, it sure seems to me that the evidence points more towards to this, if assuming there was really a gas attack, and it seems to be that there was. The evidence points more towards the rebels, the Al-Qaeda-backed rebels, that our country has been supporting as being the perpetrators than it does towards Mr. Assad being the perpetrator. Now, I'm for the United States staying out of this. We don't know what we're doing, but nonetheless, the powers that be seem to be marching towards war. And this announcement on Thursday by President Obama, that despite the fact the British Parliament just voted against striking Syria, or God knows who in Syria, or what in Syria, towards what end in Syria, it doesn't matter what they will or will not do, our country is going to do what it wants to do. But our country, quote unquote, means President Obama. I mean, he loves the UN when it suits him, but when it doesn't suit him, he doesn't care about United Nations approval for such a strike. And he doesn't care, more importantly, from my perspective, what Congress has to say. And, of course, the Constitution clearly says that it's the legislative branch that has the ability to declare war or declare, and some people, if you want to make it more expansively, authorize it. But it sure my fear is that Congress is out of session right now and won't be back in until September 8th. And my fear is that the administration is moving this potential strike up on the calendar to try to make it happen prior to Congress coming back into session, so that they can, it would then be a casus belli, a fait accompli, and then they'll then plead to everybody, well, now that we're engaged, you must support the troops. Same tired old rhetoric, but this sure looks like where the administration's headed.
Well, interestingly enough, I'm looking at the New York Times right now, and this was in an article that came out on Thursday. Here's a direct quote of the third paragraph. The White House is to present its case for military action against Syria to congressional leaders on Thursday night. Administration officials assert that the intelligence will show that forces loyal to President Assad carried out the chemical weapon attack in the suburbs of Damascus. He goes on to say the intelligence does not tie Mr. Assad directly to the attack, officials briefed on the presentation said, but the administration believes that it has enough evidence to carry out a limited strike that would deter the Syrian government from using these weapons again. You know, I'm not going to use any profanity here, but what gives this man the ability to do that? This man being President Obama.
Al, briefing congressional leaders is not what the Constitution calls for. And frankly, Mr. Obama briefed Speaker John Boehner before initiating an act of war against Libya, which ended up resulting in Benghazi. That briefing John Boehner or briefing anybody else, any particular members of Congress or head of intelligence committees who are largely for these kinds of action, they've been advocating for these kinds of actions for a long period of time, is not at all the same as presenting the raw intelligence data for members of Congress to reach their own independent decision. And it seems like they're going out of their way to not do that. They're reaching, striving, working to try to make sure that people don't have this information in advance of them making this particular strike. Something is desperately wrong here. Something's desperately wrong. People know it on the right and the left, but yet they are marching towards what seems to be some kind of predetermined game plan. And we don't know what is in these people's minds. We can't know what's in these people's minds, but something is very desperately wrong.
Glenn, I think that point you said right at the tail end there, a predetermined game plan, to me, I think that hits it right on the head, because the whole time following the Syrian story, I've never really understood the U.S.'s motivation to go in there, other than really being the world police, which they really appointed themselves that, going above the UN and just really not caring what other people think. They are taking that role and saying, well, I guess Obama more is taking that role and saying, I'm going to do what I want. If I think we should go in there, we should go in there. And what really scares me about this potential war is that I don't see a game plan or an end to them going into Syria, because I don't know why they're going in there. Jeff, maybe you could explain that to me.
Well, it's interesting. The politicians oftentimes are more bellicose than the actual generals and colonels who are charged with prosecuting these wars and figuring out how to make them work tactically. And I've already read in the popular press some of our military leaders questioning a strike on Syria in the sense that, hey, we can do this, but then what comes next? And we see this all the time. You know, Al, when you bring up the question, the very simple question, what gives Obama the power to do this? I hate to say it, but I think what gives him the power is that Congress has shrunk away from its constitutional duties for basically the second half of the 20th century and now going into the 21st century. I mean, it's in effect a form of precedent, a form of legal precedent whereby Congress does not zealously guard its prerogatives under the Constitution. And frankly, I think oftentimes that benefits Congress. In other words, if you look at the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, you know, sometimes wars are popular and successful and quick, and sometimes they're deeply unpopular and long and
and expensive. And it's awfully nice to not have to vote up or down, yay or nay, on a, on an outright declaration of war like we did for the last time in World War II. I mean, there was literally a 1 or 2 sentence declaration that said, you know, gave a date, and it says the United States hereby declares war, you know, on Germany. And we haven't seen that. And we had obviously the Korean conflict, the conflict in Vietnam. We had Grenada. We had a couple of different forays into the Middle East and Iraq. You know, we had Lebanon. Now we're about to have Syria. I think the Congress almost prefers it this way. And I think if you ask most members of Congress, they would not understand the War Powers Resolution. They would not understand their duties under the Constitution. They would not particularly understand what Commander-in-Chief meant, at least to the Founding Fathers. And I think that they're frankly overly deferential to the executive branch, and they have been for many, many decades now. So I think that's the root of the problem. I think Congress should have a much more assertive role in public life, and I think the executive and the judiciary should have a much diminished role relative to what we've seen develop in the 20th century. And war and war making, I think, is the single worst example of that dereliction of duty by Congress.
You know, I have to tell you, I read an editorial a couple of nights ago in a newspaper that we are somewhat involved with. Newspapers called the Epoch Times, new newspaper out of New York. Actually, it's out of it's more of an international paper, but there was an editorial piece in there written by a 30-some-odd-year veteran of the House of Representatives, and he was basically saying it's no wonder that Congress has such a low approval rating in the United States today. The approval rating of Congress, if I'm not mistaken, is about 21%, 22%. Neither side of the aisle, neither the Republicans nor the Democrats are doing squat in terms of maintaining their or engaging in their responsibilities purely and simply. And therein, I guess, is the reason that somebody like Barack Obama has the ability to strut around the barnyard like a rooster. It's just, boy, I'll tell you, I'm glad we didn't have presidents like this in the past. We're going to be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting right now with Glenn Downs and Jeff Dice. We're going to wrap this up with some comments on an event that occurred in Washington, D.C. this past week, 50-year anniversary of the great Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Now, I have to tell you, I have all the time in the world for people like Dr. Martin Luther King. I truly, truly do. I have all the time in the world for people like Dr. Benjamin Carson. I truly do. I have all the time for people like Colin Powell, okay? Interestingly enough, in spite of his cavalier actions, I have all the time in the world for the greatest golfer of all time, Tiger Woods. None of these people are asking for something for nothing. None of these people are doing anything other than what the good Lord wanted us to do, and that is work as hard as we can to improve our own personal lot. When I watched segments of quote-unquote celebration of the I Have a Dream speech, I have to tell you, I saw a very angry, and I saw a very angry, arrogant president of the United States, and I saw some other people there who were very, very angry. That concerns me. I'd like to get some opinions on that. Jeff, let's start with you.
Well, he's always been about dividing us. That's the left's major tactic, is to treat us all as groups. And, you know, the left has a big tent. If you're just against sort of, you know, white Republicans, then you can join the tent regardless of whether your particular interests align or not. So, you know, we've seen this time and time again from this guy. He's never conciliatory. He still thinks deep in his heart, which of course he does. If you look at his academic and cultural background, he still believes deep in his heart that America is somehow this exceedingly racist country, which is absolute nonsense. America is the least racist country on earth by far. I mean, given the degree to which we have a diverse and non-homogeneous culture and given the degree to which we're so large. I mean, in America, people care about money. They care about whether or not you've made it. And if you have made it, you can live in any neighborhood in America and be absolutely fine. I mean, the Americans like materialism and wealth and status, okay? This idea that somehow America is still, or ever was, deeply racist is absolutely flawed garbage, in my opinion. And it leads to a terrible racial grievance industry that in turn leads to bad legislation and just bad ideas being put into the heads of our young people. So it's a vicious cycle. And rather than letting it peter out, Obama is ratcheting it up. And so I fear that he's sort of radicalizing and inculcating some of our younger folks, both black and white, with this absurdist racial grievance politics. And, you know, nothing good can come of this other than the splintering, further splintering of America. The only good that can come of it, perhaps from Obama's perspective, is short-term gains for the Democratic Party.
Jeff, I think that's a great point. And, you know, even from looking at it from a Canadian perspective, the U.S. is a very tolerant, not racist country. I know there's a history of it, but you know what? There's a history of racism in every country. And you bring up a great point that it seems like Obama and the current administration is really trying to put the spotlight on this or make it a bigger deal than it is, maybe to get more support. I don't know why. Glenn, what do you think?
Well, in viewing this, since this is the Corlin Economics Report, and viewing this through the prism of economics, what my observation is that when the rising tide is lifting all boats, the world is a little bit like a Coca-Cola commercial where the, you know, the black man takes a swig of the Coke and hands it to the red man, who hands it to the yellow man, who hands it to the white man, and everybody gets along fine. When things are going the other way, then cleavages and divisions suddenly start becoming exacerbated. And in our system today, and the setup that we've got that's been set up for 40 years to 100 years, depending on how you want to look at these things, we've now reached a point in the arc of history where we've got multiple and mutually exclusive claims against the same stuff by all kinds of people. So it's like a game of musical chairs. You've got, you know, 50 or 100 people going around this one chair, and they all think that chair's, they've got dibs on that chair. And as people start finding out that they are not going to get what they thought they were going to get, and more importantly, what they think they are entitled to, I think we can expect more and more of these kinds of divisions. And I agree with all of you that when you've got the President of the United States seemingly trying to exacerbate those kinds of divisions, it's a really potentially a very incendiary sort of situation. So it is concerning.
You know, the thing that scares me, scares the daylights out of me, is one of the reasons that my wife and I moved out of the Portland, Oregon area is Kathy said, I don't want to live in a big city anymore. Well, you know, the Drudge Report announced on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, that this fast food strike was getting out of hand and it had now expanded to 60 major cities. Okay? Now, when you have economic turmoil and economic hardship like we have in the United States right now, the fast food strike that we talked about earlier in the show could very easily be the catalyst to some very, very violent times in major metropolitan areas in the United States. I just have to say I simply don't understand why the administration is taking as strong a racial stance as it really is. And I'll give you one good example of that. All kinds of press coverage was given to Trayvon Martin. The 88-year-old World War II veteran, who happened to be Caucasian, by the way, who was beaten to death by two black youths, allegedly, in the city of Spokane, Washington, got virtually no got no comment from the president. Gentlemen, that scares the daylights out of me, because I think that is a very, very bad sign. Who wants to take that when we got 2 minutes, 3 minutes left?
I just wonder, when you mention this, you know, when you mention that the fast food strike could become a catalyst for violence in cities, it's interesting because obviously you're seeing this as something that could really turn into a major event. I'm reading a couple different sources, including the Sovereign Society, which I'm sure some of our listeners follow, talking about how this could even be good for gold. So I guess it really depends on your perspective and what media you're reading or viewing, because you know, in some spots you don't see it, or you see it as a very minor story. And here's Big Al telling us that he sees this as a very serious harbinger of perhaps something larger.
Glenn, how about you? You think I'm nuts?
It is concerning, and you start seeing these trends that begin to develop, and we don't know where they're going, but it's not good. These things are not good, and you think of it, any one of these things is hey, we've got that, no problem. But we're seeing a number of trends on the international front, the domestic social front, the economic front, and the summation of them added together, it just indicates a very, very troubling trend. And our friend Martin Armstrong, who tracks socioeconomic moods, is projecting as we get into 2014, 2015, we're going to see a lot more of that begin to unfold. So this is something that thoughtful people and people that listen to and check out sources like Corlin Economics Reports are wise to stay on top of.
Well, I think people are wise to stay on top of this information because I'm seeing things in the country right now that, quite frankly, I have never seen before in my lifetime. I don't want to say that I've been the best informed person my entire life, but I have been at the top end of that scale for probably the last 30 years. And there are events occurring in the United States right now that are absolutely terrifying to me. And I have to tell you, I commend the lawmakers in Great Britain for not going along with the administration of the United States. I would commend, for example, the Canadians for the stance that they're taking on a lot of this. It's about time that people stood up and said, you know what, we don't need any more of this. That's none of our business. We don't need to cause violence. We don't need to cause mayhem. We don't need to cause death. And we have a group of people in the United States who seem to be willing to do that. And I don't know about you gentlemen, but I got to tell you, to me, that is absolutely sickening. Didn't mean to talk about politics for the majority of this show, but you know what? I really think it's important here, and trust me, there is a correlation between the economic situations that we discuss and what's going on. Appreciate your comments on this show. We're going to be back with you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.